450 people have signed up for the temporary or the retroactive coverage.
We're not going to leave anybody behind. I don't see that. You know, governments make mistakes just like people do. And this is a, you know, government's expertise is not technology. And the way this was unfolded has not met with the approval of most people. And so we're going to make certain that all of our citizens are covered, are given the opportunity to be covered. And that's what this is all about. This bill is going to say, we're not leaving anybody behind. We don't want anybody to say in April or May, you know, I wish I got on board, but I was precluded by the government. You're not going to be precluded by the government. You have an opportunity to participate in the program if you so desire.
Isn't this an expensive solution? I mean, this temporary thing?
Well, it's only expensive if we don't get people to sign up. The theory is these young people who think they're 10 feet tall and bulletproof and have no insurance, they wind up in the emergency room, we all pay for them. We need healthy people to participate in this so that we can cover people with pre-existing illnesses. We can cover young people to age 26. And it's an opportunity to get everybody to participate and hopefully lower the cost for everybody.
But you can't force them to do that.
Well, we can't force anybody to do anything. It's best, but we're going to try with incentives.
Does this emergency legislation do enough for all of the people who have been stuck, unable to get insurance?
We hope so. We hope so. In fact, we have a vehicle for tracking those who have tried to get on and somehow were unable to. And so we're going to contact each and every one of them and say, look, here's an opportunity if you want to participate. We're making this available to you.